The St John Arts Centre recently announced the appointment of a new executive director, Andy Emmerich. Emmerich has just started her new role and is succeeding Andrew Kirsted, who has headed up the Arts Centre for the last 14 years. Emmerich spoke with Local 107.3 FM at the Arts Centre, the historic Carnegie Building, which was built as a public library in 1904, about what brought her to the Arts Centre. She also spoke about the importance of the arts in St John, as well as her aims of ensuring the centre remains welcoming and accessible to all.
So it's kind of a pivot for my career, but I'm from St. John originally, and I spent a lot of my youth and childhood taking art classes from places like the Art Center. And so I've always had a real love of the visual arts, painting and drawing and all of that. But after high school, I ended up going to Renaissance College in Fredericton and really focused on food security. How do we feed people? And working with farmers. I ended up, for the last 16 years or so, working in food and agriculture. So working with farmers in New Brunswick, in California, in Florida as well. All of my work was in nonprofits in the food industry. When I moved back to St. John 3 years ago, I was still working in food security. And then this job came up this fall. And with all of my background in nonprofits and running nonprofits, I thought this might be a really good fit. And it felt like really like coming home in terms of my background in visual arts. And it felt like a really, really good fit and that I could make a difference here.
It's kind of like wondering about your experience with the arts, as you alluded to a little bit there, particularly in St. John. What has sparked your interest in that in your life?
I think I just always loved drawing and painting as a child, and that sort of ballooned into taking AP art in high school and, like I said, taking a lot of classes throughout the years in St. John. I also grew up in a household and with grandparents that collected art and have always been in St. John, and so I have a real love of the artists that are from here, that, you know, from the 60s and 70s, 80s, all that. So I was constantly surrounded by the works of Fred Ross, Miller Britton, and that always was part of my life, and it always moved me being around that kind of art and knowing that these incredible artists were people in my community.
What do you see as the importance of art, the value of art to, I mean, particularly to a city like St. John, but in general?
Yeah, so I kind of touched on it, but, you know, the historical nature of artists in St. John, we've always had a really beautiful community of artists, and I think celebrated our artists. Not only that, but it just arts in general, and for St. John in particular, it really provides a sense of identity for our city. It's about reflecting back, you know, who we are and where we want to go. The arts also, for me, and I think for a lot of people, have been really helpful with mental health journeys. You know, it gives you a sense of belonging. It can help you discover who you are. It always has for me. I took actually an art class this year from the St. John Art Center after a long hiatus, and I couldn't believe how at home I felt. And I think there was a lot of years where I didn't feel like I belonged anymore. But taking an art class here just made me feel like, oh yeah, you can come right back to this and you can feel at home in this space. You know, we're also about strengthening the local economy, providing opportunities for artists to show their work and to sell their work. So that's a huge piece of the puzzle. We're a third space, just getting people together, providing community, providing spaces where people can be together in real life, which isn't always that common anymore. The idea of mental health, like building confidence, building community, being a part of something.
Also, I'm kind of interested in your perspective as coming from food insecurity and food security, and that idea that often we, as a society, will maybe de-emphasize the importance of the arts mm-hmm. over things that are maybe more obviously important. Mm-hmm. I'm just interested in your kind of perspective on how the arts fit within the needs that we have.
There's a couple of things that I would say to that. One of them is food. I see a connection between, or sort of a parallel, I guess, between food and the arts. In both cases, we are interacting every day with the arts and with food, but we're not always considering it as a necessity. Like, yes, food, of course, but we're interacting with food, you know, many times a day, but we're not always thinking of it as a political act. And that's the same for the arts. I feel like we're constantly surrounded by beauty and art and in these spaces that we're in, but we're not always seeing it as an opportunity as a political act as well. Food, of course, we need food to live. We need food every single day to survive, but life is just not about surviving, right? It's about being human. It's about our humanity. And the arts has always been, and creative expression has always been, a way that we've told our stories and shown our humanity. It's something that is so essential. It's not an extra in life. It's so essential. You can see that from, you know, cave paintings. Humans have always felt a need to express themselves.
And I suppose that kind of does lead on a little bit to your hopes to ensure that people can actually connect with the arts, how you hope that people will find a space. How do you hope that you'll be able to kind of like extend that maybe to the wider community?
Yeah, I would really love to see us moving beyond our doors. We are trying to get an outreach program going. So we're a regional art center. What we would love to see is us actually going out into those surrounding communities and bringing what we do at the art center, so providing workshops, you know, learning opportunities, into the broader community beyond St. John and beyond our walls. I'm also really motivated to make this space, well, make people feel at home who might not feel like they belong here. I'd like to see us do a lot of work to reach out to, you know, newcomers. I know that we have limited resources for teens. I'd like to see us reaching out to teens, just making this a more accessible space and really making people feel at home here at the Art Center.
I'm kind of wanting to ask a little bit about how you would hope to see other organizations and businesses in the city being able to work together towards building up the arts in the city and accessibility.
Well, we have a history of great connections and working together with other organizations in the city. I'd just like to reach the ones that we haven't yet built those relationships with, or haven't found the right moment to do it. So really, it's just expanding our reach and looking at our history of who we have collaborated with in the past and broadening that search, really.
About the coming year and kind of what people can expect to experience or hope to experience in the Arts Center. What can people look forward to?
As I am new, what I'm hoping to do is spend a lot of the next year observing and not rocking the boat too much. I'm not a bulldozer, and the Art Center does such amazing work and has for many years. So I'd like to get an understanding of the things that we do so well and how things run around here. As the current executive director, Andrew, has told me, it'll take about a year to see the full cycle of everything. But in terms of what people can expect in the next year, we have exhibits every few weeks that are completely changed over. So we have multiple galleries and different artists already lined up for the coming year. So you can watch out on our social media for that. We have workshops that are constantly starting or restarting again every few weeks or so. So again, you can check us out on social media, or you can join our newsletter from our website. Our big fundraiser happens in April, called What's in the Box, where we have could be 50 artists who donate small work for sale, and all of that money goes towards the Art Center and all of our programming. We also have kids summer camps, so that's a great opportunity for little ones to come. We also are in the middle of portfolio development with high school students in the St. John area, helping them get ready for post-secondary education in fine arts. And there will be a show with those students coming up in the new year as well. So those are all really exciting things. But we're constantly doing many different things. If people are looking to support the arts in St. John and our region, a membership is a great way to do that. And you get discounts on workshops and studio spaces and all that. But yeah, I just encourage everyone to come out and see the exhibits that we have, and come for the openings. So like I said, we'll keep everybody updated, but we just love to see the community come out and support the artists that we have here.
More information about the St. John Arts Center can be found at sjartscenter.ca. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Ionico for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.